W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of The Blood of Others by Graham Hurley. Narrated by Andrew Cullum. I am tired and sick of war. Its glory is all moonshine. War is hell. General William Tecumseh Sherman to the graduating class of the Michigan Military Academy, 1879. Book 1. Chapter 1. September 1936, Newcastle, New Brunswick, Canada. Hogan could taste autumn in the wind. His friends at Newcastle's high school, the few that he had, told him he was crazy. No one could taste the wind. In New Brunswick, where Canada fell into the North Atlantic, wind was something that mussed up your hair, that blew in your face. It had no business with your tonsils or the back of your throat or wherever else you hid those little taste buds. And besides, autumn was a season, an abstraction, a well-trodden bridge between summer and winter. You could fancy talk about the rainbow palette of fall colours all you liked, but tasting autumn in a blast of cold air? Forget it. Hogan ignored them all. There it was. He could taste the wind. That same September was the time he first got to take his writing seriously. He wrote for the school paper, The Journal. An easy assignment, said those same few friends, because he'd set it up in the first place. The word editor sat easily in his mouth. Aside from writer, which spoke to him of a solitary boldness, he considered it the closest description to what he wanted to be, to where he wanted to end up, and he commissioned himself to pen a lengthy piece about Newcastle at the turn of the 20th century. It ran to nearly 2,000 words, celebrated the town's sleepy long-ago charms, and occupied one entire edition of the Journal. By 1936, London's Daily Express was selling nearly 2 million copies a day. Its Canadian owner, Max Aitken, was Newcastle's favourite son. He'd grown up in a gloomy Second Empire-style house with a mansard roof and views of the Miramichi River, and Hogan knew that Aitken, now Lord Beaverbrook, was due a visit to Canada that autumn to enjoy the glories of the fall and attend to a little business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?